For a second day yesterday, the husband of Andrea Yates took the witness stand in her murder trial. She's charged with drowning three of her five children last June. Andrea's best friend also testified. Both were questioned about the kind of mental health care Yates was getting and about the strict religious lifestyle that may have pushed her deeper into depression and psychosis. From Houston, NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Both the defense and prosecution portrayed Russell Yates as a husband who controlled his wife and who held fundamental religious beliefs that may have put so much stress on Andrea that she lost touch with reality. Yates, known as Rusty, testified that his relationship with Andrea was based on shared values, that the couple wanted a traditional marriage. He said that meant the man is the breadwinner and the woman is the homemaker. Yates said he never thought his wife was dangerous, although she tried to commit suicide twice and was admitted to mental hospitals four times. Rusty Yates testified that the day she drowned the children, Andrea was eating cereal out of a box as he left for work. Defense attorneys focused in part on more than 1,000 pages of medical records that document Andrea Yates' history of mental illness. She was diagnosed with postpartum depression with psychosis after the birth of her fourth child. She got treatment and was better for a while until Andrea got pregnant a fifth time. Her best friend, Debbie Holmes, testified about how she saw the 37-year-old woman fall apart. The two were friends for more than 10 years. They met when they were both nurses before Andrea was married. In dramatic testimony, Holmes said she called Rusty in the weeks before the murders and begged him to get help for Andrea. Holmes sobbed on the stand as she remembered saying, quote, "She needs help now, now, not next week." She said she was frustrated at the level of care Andrea was getting. She said Yates wasn't eating or drinking anything. Holmes also told the jury about conversations she and Andrea had over the years. Andrea said she looked upon herself as a bad mother, that she was within the grasp of Satan. She said Rusty encouraged her to have natural childbirth. Holmes testified that Andrea told her she and Rusty decided they wanted to have as many children as God would give them. Holmes also recounted how the family sold all of its possessions to pursue a simpler lifestyle that led to life in a mobile home and a converted passenger bus for several years. After Andrea Yates had her fourth child, she had a breakdown that led Rusty to buy a house in Houston. Holmes said that Yates' parents demanded it. Holmes says Andrea began homeschooling the children because her husband didn't want to put the children in a school system of any kind. Rusty testified that his family had an aversion to what he called social integration. The family did not go to any organized religious services. Instead, they read from the Bible at home. Holmes said that the couple believed in strict discipline. She testified at one time, Andrea Yates said that her children were, quote, self-centered, sinful, disobedient, and deceptive. But Holmes also said that Yates was a devoted mother who gave her children 100%, if not more. She said even if she was exhausted, the children's needs came first. After testimony ended, Russell Yates looked tired. He acknowledged that he was not portrayed as the best husband, but said that was okay if it helped Andrea. He said the whole family wanted the same outcome, for the jury to find that his wife is not guilty by reason of insanity. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Houston.